Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your lives.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, some of us are gifted with healing abilities, but aren't aware to what extent. Then a miracle happens, and an ability comes into awareness. And we'll talk to Dr. Scarlett Heinbuch, who learned from this experience. She's the author of Waking Up to Love. She shares a near-death encounter with a stranger that brought miracles, recovery from a fatal illness, and a second chance for life and love. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is someone who's following through with a theme that we've been hearing about quite a bit this past year. Her book is called Waking Up to Love. It's Our Shared Near-Death Encounter Brought Miracles, Recovery, and Second Chances. And that is Dr. Scarlett Heinbuch. And she holds a PhD in public policy from Virginia Commonwealth University and a master's degree in public health from VCU School of Medicine. She studied complementary, alternative, and integrative medicine for more than 25 years and is a certified Reiki master has a number of other things in Karuna, Reiki, Holy Fire. So you get it, that she's got this wide range of experience. I can go on and on and on, but we read her book. It kind of jumped out at us because waking up to love, that's a beautiful theme. So we're going to find out what it's all about. Dr. Heinbuch, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you. Happy to be here today.
Well, it appears, and it more than appears, that you have a tremendous gift of healing that's available through you. And usually when we talk to people like you, we have found out that they've gone through some very challenging times, that that their gifts may be natural, but sometimes to develop those gifts, we're really challenged. Maybe you can give us and our listeners a short synopsis of how you came to your healing abilities and the realization of the fullness of that on your path.
Well, thank you. Recently it came to mind from my mother that I had had a near-death experience myself when I was 4 years old from a near drowning in a neighborhood pool, and my mother pulled me from the bottom of the pool where I was just sitting there and where I'd swallowed so much water and had ceased struggle. She pulled me out, revived me, and reminded me about this, I guess, about a few months ago. And from that experience, I've been connecting those dots because people do ask, is there some sort of relationship or how did I come to have this healing ability? And what I recalled from that experience was just being almost suspended in a world of love and peace and calmness and serenity. And that experience is very similar now that I've connected that dot to what I experience when I'm working with somebody in healing. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of my life journey, it was not at all easy. And I think that's kind of an important piece, as you pointed out, that a lot of people on this healing path, people have the assumption that life has been smooth and easy, and it's not. I grew up in a home where there was alcoholism. It was a very difficult and challenging environment for a very sensitive child, which I was. And as I continued to grow and navigate, I would take myself to any church. It didn't matter what type of church, because I needed some sort of spiritual anchor. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time at my grandparents, who were very involved in a Southern Baptist church, so I would go with them so that I could sing the hymns, which I really enjoyed. And I found that being in that sanctuary space was very soothing for me. And I remember as that very young child always being someone who wanted to provide comfort to others. I could feel people's feelings. I could often sense their thoughts. And people, adults, would want to come sit next to me, ask me questions as though I might have answers for them. And we're talking from the time I was 5, 6, 7 years old. Mm. My grandfather is Native American, and he would call me his little powwow and a wise old owl because I was very quiet and always observing the world around me. Mm-hmm. And I often saw that people behaved in ways that didn't match what their thoughts were or their feelings. Mm. And I just remember watching that and being aware that people were in a lot of pain. And I just sensed that always, even from a young age. Mm-hmm. So I think that desire to be of comfort and help started from birth on, was probably supplemented from that near-death experience, and continued on as I grew up and learned ways to cope in the world and try to help others with their pain as a way of also transforming my own, because growing up in that type of environment was not easy.
You know, and I just want to interject something here.
That I had to find some better ways to live my life and cope with these very difficult situations.
And I just wanted to interject something here about a child facing that and being in the midst of all that and that awareness of other people's pain, that had to be very difficult for you. I mean, That's a huge responsibility for a child to carry when you don't understand what to do with it. What did you do with all that pain, etc., when you were young?
I turned to what I call God or source or creator. I think you'll understand, and I think your listeners understand completely when I say that I always felt like I walked in two worlds all at the same time. I lived in this world, this very physical, very difficult world, but there was a sense of connection to the divine and the source that always made me feel as though somehow I would be protected, even when things were at their most difficult, scary, and challenging. I think I was aware at that very young age that I did have a purpose in this life. I may not have been able to articulate it in words because, you know, as a child, you don't have the frame of reference. But my spirit always let me know that there was a reason, and I trusted it, and I trusted the God of my understanding. And so that's really what got me through all of those very difficult times, that sense of divine and that sense of connection. That there was a purpose that maybe I didn't even understand. But I did know that I had a particular gift, even at that young age, of being able to comfort people just by being present with them.
One thing that's always interesting to me, the people who, quote, discover healing abilities, is that they've probably been aware of them for a very long time and just assumed everybody else was the same, you know, had the same kinds of reactions, saw the world the same way. And then there's some kind of an event in their life that where they come to the realization that, wow, this is a little different. Not everybody's like this. And you either get a lot of comfort from that, or it scares the hell out of you.
Right. Well, definitely. When I was a very little, and I peg a lot now back to the out-of-body experience that I had in my near drowning at four. But when I was about 8 years old or so, we spent, as I said, a lot of time with my grandparents because things were tough at home. And I remember floating around their house. I remember going to sleep, and then somehow I was conscious of floating down the stairs and around the house. And there was one day, and I found this out again just a few years ago, although it's been 45 plus, nearly, well, 50 years ago this happened, but I didn't know about it until a few years ago. But my cousin and my grandfather were eating lunch one day, and I was having my nap. I guess I was about eight at that time, seven, eight. And they said that my cousin mentioned this later, and she said that she and my grandpa looked up and they saw me standing in the kitchen. And my grandfather said, you know, you're supposed to be in bed. And he clapped his hands. And she said that I disappeared right in front of their eyes, and they were both so startled, they leaped up from the table and ran to the room where I was, and I was asleep in the bed. So years later when this came out, I remember thinking, well, that was pretty shocking. I don't know if they told anybody, but I just remember that was the first I'd heard of it. However, that was not the first experience where I'd had so many unusual events. And I think by the time I was 10, when I was able to be able to sense when people might pass away, even down to the minute and day, I just somehow knew things. I realized that other people couldn't do that.
Right.
And I remember talking to a girlfriend. I was about 10, one of my school friends, and we were talking about some things that I thought were normal, and she looked at me, and her eyes got big, and she said, "You sound like a witch." Now, that scared me. I'd never... The closest I'd heard of a witch was like in Wizard of Oz.
Well, we're going to hold it there. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Scarlett Heinbuch, and we're talking about her book, Waking Up to Love. And wait till you hear this story. It is amazing. And we'll be back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food. due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life, or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And we always remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website because every guest has a guest page where you can find out the information you need about them. And if they are authors, like today's guest, Scarlett Hinebook, they actually, you'll be able to click through from our site directly to Amazon. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we are here with Dr. Scarlett Hinebook. And the book that we are talking about is Waking Up to Love, Our Shared Near-Death Encounter Brought Miracles, Recovery, and Second Chances. We're going to learn about all that. I want to give you her website. It's Healing with Scarlett, and that's scarlett.com, healingwithscarlett.com. So, in the first segment, we learned that you have this healing gift, but you, besides healing, you had some psychic gifts. Were you able to see ghosts and hear them as well?
Well, yes, Brenda. When at a young age, I was aware of when people died in my family, they often came to visit afterward. And even still, as a young child, I saw faces of ghosts and spirits that I didn't even know. They would sometimes surround me. It was, as a young child, it was extremely frightening to me to see these spiritual faces. Some of them were very scary, and I didn't know what to make of it, and so I would end up pulling the covers over my head at night, and I was very scared of the dark because of these faces that would come almost nightly. And then when relatives passed away, one in particular was my aunt, and when she died at a relatively young age from advanced breast cancer, it was my mother's, she was my mother's only sister, and my mother was grieving very, very hard, and my aunt came to me three times, but the first time she was there, and I was in almost like in a dream state, and she told me to please tell my mother to stop grieving, that she was okay, and that this was holding her back. I think that she sensed my mother's pain, and it was very strong. Mm-hmm. And the next time that she let me know or contact me, that was a very frightening experience because it involved technology. And this was in the mid-70s at a time when you never heard about these sorts of things. But we had an old, one of those black rotary phones, the old-fashioned type. And this was the middle of the afternoon. The phone rang and I was at home and I answered it. And the phone crackled and the line was very staticky. And my aunt said to me, Scarlett, and I heard her voice, and I said, oh, my gosh. And I said, you know, aren't you dead? And she said, it's okay. I'm just trying to tell you, please tell your mom to stop grieving. Mm. And I was so frightened, and I just threw down the phone and ran out of the house. And I know it wasn't exactly a logical reaction, but I'd never had that type of direct contact through some sort of technological intervention like a phone. Mm-hmm. And then she came again one last time to tell my mom that, and for me to tell my mom that about her grief. And my mother, you know, eventually she listened. My mother was very wise. She was a career nurse, and so she was aware, and she was very intuitive and very psychic herself. She is still. And she listened to what I had to say, and she, having had her experiences, as well as my grandmother also being very intuitive. So these were some supports that I had along the way when I was dealing with some of these experiences. But I was always a little scared. I've never really been entirely comfortable with spirits popping up. So that's one of the things I've done, is to make an effort now that to try to just sense rather than see. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I've worked on throughout the years.
But, yeah, it does kind of get your attention.
Things continued on for years.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's move into, because we want to give our listeners some insight into this experience that you had. You took Reiki training and you were very good with that healing energy through Reiki. You joined AA because your parents were alcoholics. And you ended up meeting a gentleman named David. And just give us a synopsis of what happened meeting David and what transpired from that.
Okay. Well, just for clarity's sake, it was my father mainly who had the drinking issue. And he had suffered from severe depression and used alcohol as his crutch, I had come to understand. But as I was older, I was a single parent at the time and going to school and really struggling with my sons. Both my boys had disabilities, and I found that I was drinking more than I was comfortable with, and it frightened me. So I ended up going to AA and found a place for me there, and found that, you know, the solutions and tools were extremely helpful. And I was busy with school. And I'd stopped going, and then I ended up going back to a meeting, and there was a lady who showed up there, and her name was Dee, and she was the mother of David, who is the man I met and did the healing encounter with, who the book is about. Mm-hmm. And she had come, she'd flown in from San Francisco to this meeting in Richmond, Virginia, because it was her son, and she had been called that very day to come And she had also been in AA for 30 years at that point. So her stoicism, her serenity, her power as a very peaceful presence was amazing to me. So when I met her that night, she had said that she'd come that day and had been asked to sign the funeral directives because her son, who'd been in the coma for 3.5 weeks, and in multi-system organ failure on life support and in an unresponsive coma, they did not expect him to make it. So I remember when I met her that night that something about her just touched my heart. And at that point, I had trained in Reiki to help my children and to learn more about this gift that I had. And so as I was getting ready to leave, I went up to her. And it's one of those moments where what you think you're going to say is very different than what comes out of your mouth. And that's what happened there, because what I was going to say, I thought, was that I'm very sorry about your son, because I had never met him. I had stopped going to that meeting. I'd stopped going to AA because I was busy with school. But through a chain of events, I ended up at a meeting that night, and that's where I met her. So, but what I ended up saying to her when I saw her was, I don't think you should give up hope yet. And she looked at me a little startled, obviously, because hope had been pretty much taken away. And I told her that I did Reiki, and if she would like, I would go visit her son with the assumption that he'd still be alive the next day, because this was an evening meeting. And this was September 22nd, 2005, when Thursday night, when I met her. And she said, well, you know, she would give permission for me to go, but she wanted me to understand that David is Jewish. And I said, I totally understand that. And I explained that Reiki was a non-religious healing tool, and showed her a little bit of energy. And being from California, she was aware of Reiki too. And so that's what happened. So I met her that night, and the next day, I was at that time, I was teaching a graduate course in, I was in graduate school, and I was teaching a course called Marriage and Family Relationships at VCU at that same time. And so right after my class, I went to the hospital, not sure if he would even be alive. And I got there that day, and that was September 23rd, 2005, and went into David's room, and that was the very first time I'd ever met him.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I just wanted to interject is that you had, I know you got involved with Reiki, but I think that a lot of people, a lot of healers, they actually do their own thing, but we need certain types of accepted methodologies mm-hmm. that you can hang your hat on, because mm-hmm. it sounds to me like you had that, as all people do, but many of them don't bring it to the surface. You had healing abilities, which is basically to transfer energies, et cetera, but that you didn't have any format for it. So it sounds like these kind of, you know, like the message, somehow you knew, well, I could make a difference. And so you went for it. And I think that that's becomes something that's very courageous for people.
Well, and also I want all of you as listeners to know, because we read the book, that this was an extremely busy time in her life. She was doing graduate courses. She had two disabled children. And yet she was drawn to service in this direction and followed through on that. And I think that's a really important point to make, Dr. Heimbuch, that we don't always follow those promptings. Mm-hmm. And we don't think we have time. We don't think we have the energy or the capacity or the ability or whatever excuse the mind offers up. But when we follow those promptings with an open heart, like your story is going to reveal, miracles can happen. And this is really a book about love and miracles. It really was a miracle what happened with David. And we are going to follow up with that, folks, because I haven't read a story quite like this one in all the years that we have been doing this show. And we've read thousands of books and done almost 2,000 or more interviews over the 18 years we've been on the radio. And this one is different from anything that I've experienced. So when we come back from this break, We're going to just give you the highlights from her perspective of what happened with her and David. You're listening to Conscious Talk. The book is Waking Up to Love, and we'll be back right after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Thanks for listening and tuning in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Our website is ConsciousTalk.net. We always draw your attention to our website, to our events section. There's always a lot of events that are unfolding. And also to our Facebook page, where we still have the GoFundMe for Winnie. the Irish draft horse, that we are really in need of her funding this surgery for her to help her with this melanoma under her tail. So if you're drawn to that, you can visit our Facebook page. Just click on the F icon at conscioustalk.net. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Dr. Scarlett Heinbuch. And she wrote a wonderful story. It's called Waking Up to Love, Our Shared Near-Death Encounter Brought Miracles, Recovery, and Second Chances. So, Scarlett, we got it. This near-death encounter, the shared near-death encounter, is with someone named David, who you've started to work with in the hospital. You had the promptings to do that, to bring your Reiki knowledge and practice to it. So what happened?
Well, what happened was that very day that I went to work with him, he was still alive. When I walked into his room, I'd never seen anyone in complete kidney failure. And he was swollen, and he had a feeding tube in his nose. He had the ventilator tube in his throat. He had tape holding it in place. His lung had collapsed. He had a chest tube. He was not conscious. He had, his heart was out of rhythm. He was having AFib. He had double pneumonia. He had sepsis. He was obviously so critically ill that he was just hanging on by a thread. Mm. So when I went to his bedside, the first thing I remembered was my mother always said, when people are in a coma or unconscious, you still have to be very careful with your words, and you still need to ask permission to work with somebody, mm-hmm. because this, I knew when someone's that ill, this is their choice, mm-hmm. to live or die, mm-hmm. and that whatever he chose would be okay. So I walked up to him, and I introduced myself because we had never met, and I told him I was there because a lot of people loved him, that I had met his mother the night before, and that I was here because so many people did love him, and I was here to offer some prayer and healing with him if he would like. And if he didn't, that was okay. But if he felt like he might have some unfinished business and would like to have this, I would wait until I felt that he had given me permission. So I stood there. I felt a little puff of air, and there wasn't mm-hmm. any reason for it, and I took that as permission. Mm. And I gently took his hand and began with a prayer out loud, giving thanks for this time, and praying also for protection and guidance so that only the highest and best and most sacred holy energies were present with us today. And I reaffirmed for him that whatever had happened in his life, that whatever he chose, whether to stay or go, to know that he was loved, that there was so much love, and that he was forgiven, and that everything was okay. And so as I worked with him, I didn't feel very much energy, and I felt as though he was pretty much on the other side. He didn't feel to be in his body, and I felt that he had made the decision to leave. And as I was wrapping up and getting ready to go, I was took his hand one last time to say a closing prayer. And as I was getting ready to leave, it was at that point that my hand was held like it was glued to his, and I couldn't quite take it away. Now, he had no grip, but I recognized that his soul energy was reaching back. So I stood there for an extra moment, and I said, okay, you're reaching back. And I told him, I don't even know why I'm promising this, but if you decide that you want to stick around and you want to fight, then I am going to come back, and I will make that commitment, and I will keep coming back if that's what you decide you want to do. And mm-hmm. I'll keep that promise to mm-hmm. you. And in that encounter, too, I want to point out that I was able to feel a lot of his feelings. I could feel a lot of his pain and guilt and all the hard things, because David also was in AA, and he was new in sobriety as well, and he was struggling. Mm-hmm. And so I could feel those feelings, and it just opened my heart with such compassion and love. Mm. So I continued to come back. We had more experiences that I know we don't have time for, but they are in the book, where he was out of his body and visited me. But here's the most important experience about the shared near death. A few days, he began to produce urine, which his kidneys had not. They were so damaged that they weren't working at all, even with dialysis. It was just in really awful shape. And so he began to have these beginnings of improvement. So when I came in to work with him about the third or fourth session, possibly fifth, I'll have to double check my day, but here's what happened.
Well, hold that thought, Scarlett.
Hold that. We want to jump off to a quick break, and then we'll get into that in this last segment.
Okay.
And that's what we want to hear is what happened, and we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. And hey, if you just tuned in, we're in the middle of an incredible story. It's based on the book, it's not based on the book. It's in the book, Waking Up to Love, Our Shared Near-Death Encounter Brought Miracles, Recovery, and Second Chances. It's a book by Dr. Scarlett Heinbuch. And you can find out more about her by going to her website, healingwithscarlett.com. But Scarlett, you were telling us a story about how you started working with Reiki on and getting responses from somebody in a coma who had multiple problems, was basically on the way out. When you have kidney failure, you know, that's it. But you left us with, he had just started creating urine, and that means that his kidneys were coming back to life. So what happened?
Well, I had been working with him daily. I came in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day. And then the following week, they were seeing just a tiny bit of improvement, and he was still alive, which was a miracle because his lungs, again, one of the lungs had collapsed as well. He was in respiratory failure, too. It was just really dire. So as I had been working with him, I noticed that the energy around him began to really increase. And on this day that I walked in to work with him, I took his hand and began with my opening prayer, as I always do, for protection and guidance. And I had always added in that under, the highest and best, most sacred and holy in this dimension and any other, under God's creation and God's hand. And so what happened at that point was, when I took his hand, to begin the prayer, I had just finished the prayer, and the next thing I know, I was out of my body. I was in this world of love and light and peace that is so indescribable. The way that I perceived it were like billions and billions of dots of white light that it felt like liquid love, although it wasn't wet, and it was breathing me and I was breathing it, and I was a part of and made of this light and this love. And David was there, and I recognized that his spirit was right in front of me, and I was holding his hand there, and that's when we met. And I knew and that I had always loved him, the stranger to me in this earth that I had never met, and all of a sudden I know that I love this soul in front of me, and I have always loved this soul. And my heart, everything about me just knew him. And as we came to find later, he had a similar type of knowing. So as I'm feeling this love, this incredible love, and I recognize that he had a choice to make whether he was going to go or stay, and I recognize that no matter what he chose, whatever the highest and best for him would be absolutely all right. And the love, as I said, it's hard to describe this kind of love, but waking up to a world of love on that side and meeting someone that you love so much in this encounter and in this way, that's why it took such a long time to write the book, but that's what happened. And then suddenly I was back in my body, and I'm standing at the side of his bed, still holding his hand. He is still in his coma, still unresponsive, and I'm so jarred about what has happened, but I'm seeing him completely differently, and I'm thinking, how can this be the love of my life, my soul partner who's dying? How did this happen? And so I continued working with him that day. I went home. I was so knocked out from the whole experience. And a few days later, again, he was making tiny improvements. He was still alive, and I was just giving thanks for every improvement we saw. And later on, we had another very unusual experience, and this involved what I call beings that appeared to me to look blue. And David's kidneys, as I said, were pretty much destroyed at that point. They were trying to work a little bit, but these beings appeared in this hospital room, and I saw them in my mind's eye clairvoyantly from my bedroom. And I describe it more fully in the book, but the short version is that they replaced his kidneys. Now, when I talk about that, I think, well, that sounds very strange, but it was like replacement kidneys melded into his body. What is unusual here is that he began to have extreme powerful kidney healing. Every single day his kidneys began to improve and ramp up. And they are, to this day, going on nearly 14 years later, perfectly fine and healthy. And there is no explanation because of the level of damage from what he had, which is a very rare form of vasculitis that damages and destroys kidneys and lungs. And generally, when people have that, if they survive it, they usually are on a transplant list or on permanent dialysis. So for David to be in complete remission and the kidneys completely healed, we really don't have any explanation.
And you know, I want to just interrupt there, Scarlett.
I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
I do. I want to interrupt you for just a moment and point out to our listeners that miracles actually do exist. They do happen. We may not have the capacity to understand it fully, to wrap our brains around it, to organize it in a practical, linear, logical way. But that was the miracle in this book. That was a big miracle, that when those blue beings showed up and they actually replaced the kidneys for David. And I just really want everyone to sit with that, because these things are possible. The possibilities that exist are so amazing and beautiful and powerful, and we just have to be open to it. And thank goodness that you were, Scarlett, because, you know, this was no accident. The two of you came together as soulmates, and that he was in this way, and he helped you develop your healing abilities. And you may not understand the depth of what went on, but you certainly got to experience end result. And because we're running out of time, I just want you to share with our listeners, where are you and David today? Because they need to read this book to get everything that happened, and we don't have time for it. But where are the two of you today?
Well, when David did wake up, I worked with him every day, twice a day for the second week. When he woke up, as we said, we had never met in this life, but he said later he knew that he was instantly in love. He knew everything about me. He had felt my feelings and pain, and he knew he was going to marry me. And now I didn't know what kind of love this was because it was so huge, and I wasn't thinking of that in a romantic way at all. I was just thinking this is just an incredible, incredible love. Well, long story short, David made a stunning recovery. The doctors and nurses at the hospital in Richmond called him Miracle Boy because he is a walking miracle, and he recovered. He had a relapse again with double pneumonia from the medication he was given to treat the vasculitis, and he survived that too. And 6 months later, after that, we got married in June of 2006, and we have been together ever since. Both of us working pretty much in the mainstream world, but me leaving that to move forward now with this message. We're going on 14 years now since this happened. His health is wonderful. And we are just so grateful every day that we were able to have this experience. It's taken us a long time to process what happened and to come out with the story, to tell the truth. And we just felt it was time because more and more people need to know that the power of love and healing, and as you pointed out, what's possible, the helpers on the other side, that incredible love that we're surrounded by.
Yes,
always. Always there. People need to know about this power of love and healing that's available for them.
And the thing that excited me.
And to them.
Scarlett.
So that's what I've dedicated the rest of my life to doing, is raising awareness about the power of healing and love, and helping people to tap into it to help others that they love.
Yes, absolutely. And what, Rob?
Well, we're running out of time, but for those that are familiar with the MAP program, the medical assistance program, this is an example of it. There are those energies, those beings on the other side that are there to assist. And, you know, we'll have to hear about this another time.
Yeah, you're going to write a book and talk about the blue beings. Another book is going to come out, and we will definitely hear from Dr. Heinbuch again. The book is Waking Up to Love. It's Healing with Scarlett.com is the website. Thank you so much, Dr. Heinbuch, for joining us and for such a beautiful story. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.